Now, I fully appreciate how difficult change can be. And like all new initiatives, our policies are imperfect and will need continuous reflection and improvement. And I know that the transition to new and higher standards has not gone smoothly everywhere. But it's also an exaggeration to say that there's too much pressure on the system. The fact is, as of today, 4 full years after New York State adopted higher standards, not a single teacher or principal has been replaced under the new evaluation law. And few, if any, will face consequences for at least another year. And even then, it will be a small percentage. The evaluation law is not a gotcha system. It is a vehicle for fostering continuous improvement. And we've invested over $500 million in Race to the Top funds to ensure that there's the opportunity for continuous improvement through professional development. Teachers, administrators, and districts have been given time to get this right and will continue to have more time and more support in the years ahead. As we continue to move forward and improve, let's also remember why we set high standards and why we have assessments and accountability in the first place. We do it for one reason, our children, and the reality that for them, education is the best path to success in the 21st century. This is especially true for our low-income students of color, who often have only one slim little chance of making it in this world. That slim little chance is education. They don't have inherited wealth. They don't have connections. They have education, school. That's it. And if we don't hold ourselves accountable, and if we don't demand transparency around student growth, and if we don't challenge ourselves to give our kids the very best education possible, children of color, our low-income children, will be the first to lose. The adults won't lose. The people who defend the status quo won't lose. Only the children will lose. They'll go through 10 or 12 years of schooling, barely learning to read, struggling with math. And some, we've all seen this, some will cover up their low self-image by acting out, by bullying, by abusing substances, or just withdrawing completely. Eventually, many of them just drop out and plunge off of a cliff into dead-end jobs, into prison, or early graves. Tens of thousands of New York children make those decisions every year, and disproportionately, those children look like Linda Brown. I respect those voices who argue for thoughtful adjustments. I look for constructive insights from my critics. I listen patiently, even when the attacks become personal. But too many of the voices attacking the Common Core have done so with false narratives about the motives and intentions of education reform. This isn't about privatization. This isn't about a federal curriculum. This isn't about enriching testing companies. This is about taking responsibility for the education of every single child, no matter his or her race, background, or economic status.